This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute. He's a physician, henrymillermd.org. And I turned to two headlines for Henry's guidance. One, Wall Street Journal. Long COVID concerns help fuel Biden administration's broad vaccine booster push. And also from Bloomberg, the concern about what it means to have long COVID, what this creature is. They're concerned now about damage to the heart. And the heart damage is showing up in people who've recovered from long COVID, but as of yet are not completely free. The headline reads, "Heart damage plagues COVID survivors a year after infection." Henry, we've talked about long COVID before. I didn't realize it was going to damage hearts, but the early studies here indicate that 1 in 7 ICU survivors suffer excess major heart problems. This is just the beginning of the revelation of what's happened. Is that correct, Henry?
Oh, absolutely, John. There was a study recently published, very nice study, from the St. Louis VA system. And they looked at very large numbers, more than 70,000 VA patients with confirmed COVID-19, but who were not hospitalized, and compared them to nearly 5 million VA patients who did not have a COVID-19 diagnosis and also were not hospitalized during that time. And their findings were very striking. They found that the COVID survivors had an almost 60% increased risk of death over the following 6 months compared to the general VA population. So at the six-month mark, this is 6 months after recovery from the acute infection, the excess deaths among COVID survivors were estimated at about 8 people per 1,000 patients. So if you can extrapolate that to the U.S. population, where about 44 million have been infected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus and contracted COVID-19, that's a lot of patients who are at risk of excess death during the 6 months and longer following their recovery. In addition, the VA study looked at the persistence of COVID-19 symptoms of various kinds, at least 6 months after recovery, and found symptoms in almost every organ system of the body. Respiratory systems, such as persistent cough, shortness of breath, and low oxygen levels, in the nervous system, stroke, headaches, memory fog, problems with taste and smell, mental health problems, metabolic problems like the new onset of diabetes and obesity and high cholesterol, cardiovascular system you mentioned, but also problems with the GI system and kidneys and coagulation abnormalities and even skin problems, rashes and hair falling out. So the sequelae, the follow-on persistent or even new, brand new symptoms that occur following COVID infection are really quite awful. And think of the implications of that for individuals' quality of life and also our healthcare costs. You know, if I were an executive at one of the big health insurers or a Medicare executive, I'd be an HMO like Kaiser, I'd be terrified at hearing these numbers.
I mentioned also, according to the Wall Street Journal, breakthrough infections are rare, but long COVID cases are more common in unvaccinated people. If you need a reason to be vaccinated twice, it's to avoid long COVID symptomology that Henry just read through. Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute. He's a physician, henrymillermd.org. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,